And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, hey everybody, we're getting a little dose of springtime here. A very nice day in the Quad Cities and throughout Yavapai County. And we're going to, in fact, be jumping over the hill and rolling on into Cottonwood for the first half of our show, as Casey Rooney is standing by with a special guest, and we will go to him momentarily. And then we're going to talk about the alternatives between a wall and a cone of silence. Yes, cone, that's my name, a cone of silence, which doesn't really work real well on the radio, as you might imagine, but yet it is something to consider when it comes to keeping the border protected. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it is Talk of the Town, and we're going to be heading to Cottonwood for the first half, and stick around as I will return in just a few short minutes, but right now, we're going to hear from some of the folks that help bring you Talk of the Town every single Monday through Thursday right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
When you buy a new Ford F-Series truck during our holiday sales event, you're not just buying a truck. You're sending a message to the world that says, yeah, I can help. Because now you're the friend with the Ford truck. You'll move coworkers, haul lumber, and build everything from tree houses to serenity sheds. Now you're the one everyone counts on, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Ford F-Series, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And without any further ado, let's take it to Cottonwood, the heart of Arizona's wine country, and to the heart of Cottonwood, none other than our very own Casey Rooney with a special guest. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sanford. Thank you for that introduction. I want to welcome our listeners to KQNA's Arizona Hometown Radio Group, Talk of the Town. So, Sanford, I want to make sure that you got my Christmas present, so don't forget what I asked you to get me for Christmas. Don't forget that.
What?
Huh?
What?
Don't forget my Christmas present. That's all I can say.
What?
So I'm glad to be here today, and my guest is a good friend of mine, Pastor Carl Schloman from Faith Lutheran Church. Carl was with me a year ago, and we had a little Christmas program, and it just reminds me of what's important in Christmas, and I think it's important that we remind our listeners what's important. So we're going to talk about that. I did like Sanford's idea of the cone of silence, but I don't think that's going to work for this show, so I won't go there, but we'll try that some other time. This is our Christmas program, and my guest is Pastor Carl Schloman from Faith Lutheran Church. Pastor Carl, how you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you, Casey, for having me on again this year, and thank you, Sanford, for having us on here. And I noted that Sanford called me a special guest twice, and Casey, you referred to me as just a guest.
Oh,
we can talk about that.
Oh, sorry, special guest. You are a special guest.
And I it's an honor to be back on with you both. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, Carl. Pastor Carl is a good friend of mine. We're camping buddies, and we support each other, and we have a great relationship. So I'm just so glad to have you as a friend, Carl, and you're so upbeat, and you know, there's a lot of purpose in your life, and I think we all need that this time of year. We don't want to forget what's important during the Christmas holidays. I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, there's a lot of excitement, but people seem to get so wrapped up in the holidays, and some people get wrapped up in it and have a great time. Other people get wrapped up and don't have a good time, and that's kind of I'm happy for the people that are happy, and I'm not very happy for the people that are not happy. That's kind of what we're here to talk about this time of year, every year. So thank you for being with me, Pastor Carl. I appreciate it.
Glad to. Yeah, and very timely conversation. Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I don't like to let a year go by without watching the Charles Schulz, Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Is that a good one? That
makes a very accessible point, is what you just said. We can get wrapped up in the fixings and the doings and all that, and it can become a big chore unless we remember that it's really about Jesus and love and about the people that we're doing it for. So,
you'll have to remind me when that Charlie Brown program is on, or maybe it's already been on. I don't know. Have you seen it already?
I've got the DVD if you need to borrow it.
Oh, you got the DVD. Okay, cool. That's what friends are for. So yeah, this, you know, for me, the, you know, relationships this time of year are what's really important. I think maybe the older I get, the more I realize the importance of relationships and appreciating one another. And how do you push that, not push, but how do you promote that issue of appreciation? I mean, I think sometimes people get so wrapped up in Christmas presents and that whole theme that they forget about the appreciation side of it.
Well, I put it forward like this. Whenever I think of our friendship, I think of what we've done together, what we've done for the community. But not only that, but Everyone that you've introduced me to here, all the people that work for the city, that work day in and day out to make Cottonwood a better place, as civic workers and leaders do in every city, like Prescott and Prescott Valley or Camp Verde or wherever you're from, and but also the business leaders too, to be able to gather around the table with very intelligent, very motivated people that are motivated not just to make their own lives better, but to make other people's lives better, and to see how they go about doing that, giving a lot more than just their expertise and their chosen business, but giving back to the community.
I agree. That's pretty important. I know that Pastor Carl and I are on the Cottonwood Economic Development Council, so there's a side to Pastor Carl that I really appreciate. He keeps me grounded, and he's got the side that is faith-based, and he's also got the side that is business-based. And I think if you can put those two values together, you got a really good combination.
So, well, there's two sides to everybody's life, that's for sure.
Yeah. There is. And I really appreciate working with you on the economic development side. And, you know, I want our listeners to know there's a lot going on this time of year. And, you know, you kind of have to stay kind of grounded because it's easy to get so wrapped up in it, get all excited about it, then day after Christmas is all over. Then what?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. But it's, there's a time to be inspired that, you know, being a part of a community, being part of a family is really a good thing. And this time of year can really help emphasize that and bring that out. But as far as being part of a good community, just one thing I wanted to convey. I wanted to talk a little bit about what inspired me that I think fits well with Christmas is Bob and Brenda from Colt Grill here in Cottonwood, Arizona. It's been a little while ago. It was over spring break. The kids had spring break, our youth group at our church, and they were going to take their yearly mission trip down to Puerto Penasco, Mexico, and help out a community, do some things like paint some buildings, help out in a children's home, and just connect with them. And, you know, by working and helping them communicate that people care for them. And so one of our members had gone to Colt Grill and asked for a donation, and Colt Grill gave us a gift certificate toward our silent auction. And that that helped raise money, and all that money went to send our high school youth group down to this mission trip in Mexico. Well, then I get to go back to Bob and Brenda and tell them what role that they played as far as contributing that gift certificate and the difference that it made in the lives of our youth, the lives of the people down in Mexico who they got to work with. And it's those kind of relationships and contributing to the betterment of life in our community as well as any community we can reach out to is just a big part of what it is to be a part of the community down here in Old Town Cottonwood.
And there's a lot of generous people out there, and I noticed that with Brenda and Bob at the Colt Grill. They're just really generous people. And it's nice that you brought that up, because we always need, when people give, they need to receive. So, you know, giving them a pat on the back for their generosity, it feels so good to give. And I think they're those kind of people. They're giving people. They feel good doing it. And you know, they gave to a good cause. It helped some people. So it was... they're just really nice people, and I don't think oftentimes we forget to thank people. You know, you just kind of assume that they're part of the community and they should just give. Well, they have to run a business and make a living just like you and I do, but that's a good example. If we could all give to each other, imagine how much better this world would be.
It would be, yeah, and as you say, you know, and it's important too for whenever somebody has given of their time and their effort and their profits, you know, to get back with them, let them know how just big of a difference it made. in everybody's life that was involved. And so, so I really appreciate Bob and Brenda for that. And certainly what's nice, too, is there were many businesses around Cottonwood who contributed to that. And I just highlighted Bob and Brenda, Coal Grill.
Yeah.
But that's important, too. It's easy to, it's important to be informed, so therefore, you need to tap in the news channels. Also, too, it's important to get out and see and know people in your community and realize that, there's a lot of good things going on out there. And not that news is all bad. I'm trying to bash media or anything like that. Don't get that from this.
Carl, we're gonna take a little break here, and we'll come back and talk more about this in just a couple minutes. So, stay with us, guests. We appreciate your participation today.
And we appreciate you guys as well. Talk of the Town will continue here on KQ&A live at 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a Deere to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cash Down, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And back to Cottonwood as Casey Rooney is there, and we are getting ready for Christmas, just a few days away.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Sanford. I'm glad we're back with our Talk of the Town listeners. And Pastor Carl Shloman is my guest. He's from Faith Lutheran Church here, pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Cottonwood. And if you're interested in checking Faith Lutheran Church, it's close to Mingus Union High School, and it's a great, great place to spend your Christmas holiday and Christmas Eve or Christmas Day at a service. Pastor, I'm glad you're with me today. You're a great guy. I always enjoy talking to you. I know this can be a difficult season for some, reason. Can you kind of address that and how we might be able to help people to come out of a bad scene and how they can be motivated and have a good time during the holidays?
Sure, yeah, and it can be because there is such an emphasis on family, those things that we treasure. But if for whatever reason you've lost family or outlived family, or you're far away from family and close friends, it can very much be a time where you experience loneliness the most keenly. So, you know, what you could think about doing is if you know somebody like that in your neighborhood, it doesn't have to be a long conversation, but just a quick hello and let them know how much you appreciate them can go a really long ways. I appreciate you bringing that up because I'm thinking of a gentleman in my own neighborhood, a neighbor of mine, who lost his wife, and within the last 6 months, and I'm thinking, this might be a good time to connect with my neighbor, and I imagine there's a lot of neighbors out there that need that encouragement and that connection. There is. It's estimated there's somewhere just in the Cottonwood area. It's estimated there's somewhere around 20-30% of Cottonwood residents live alone. So there's a lot of opportunity there to just reach out, like you say, connect. And if you haven't made that connection with a new neighbor, or if they're not so new, regardless of how long they've been there, just to drop by and say hello and make a tremendous difference in somebody's life.
You know, I hadn't really thought about it till we just brought that up, but I'm going to go visit my neighbor and I'm going to say hello to him and, make sure he's okay and maybe invite him over for dinner or something. I think this is the time of year. You said 30% of people are alone at the holidays?
Somewhere between 20-30% of Cottonwood residents live alone.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you don't, and they're our friends, and we don't want to forget about them. I guess it's really important at this time of the year to be encouraging to people, right? I mean, if you just sit around and watch TV and watch the news, you could really get discouraged. And I would hate to see that with my neighbor, the guy I'm going to go see. It's probably going to be a difficult season because this is the first year without his wife. And I imagine, 20% of those 20%, a lot of those people want to see somebody.
Yeah, so, or know that they matter.
Know that they matter.
Be valued and acknowledged is just a fundamental part of being human. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, that would make a big difference in your neighbor's life.
So
I commend you in thinking of that.
What do you have planned, Carl, for Pastor Carl, for the holidays? I'm sure you're having some services at Faith Lutheran. What are your plans?
Oh, my plans are, we have a number of services, 9 o'clock Sunday morning, then 7 o'clock Christmas Eve, and even 10 o'clock on Christmas morning. But after that, going to my wife's parents that live over the Prescott side. We're going to go over there Christmas afternoon and have a nice meal with them and visit. So those are my plans so far, but we'll see what happens. A lot will probably happen between now and then, and there might be some people that look like they could use some cheering up or some encouragement, as you said.
Yeah.
Certainly
it is that,
for those opportunities.
It is that time of year where we need to back each other up and make sure, people appreciate the season and have some fun and don't get depressed and sit around and mope. But I know in Cottonwood, our downtown is all decorated. I've been to downtown Prescott, and their downtown is beautiful. It looks great. So I hope that people get out and about and, get out and see what's going on in the community and appreciate the time of year and not get too overwhelmed by the commercialism in the community.
Sure. Yeah, and there are a lot of community events that you can go and just celebrate Christmas in a number of different ways. I think you had some things here that were happening in Cottonwood. I know there's singing going on, some caroling going on in Clarkdale, and I'm certain there's things going on around the courthouse and Prescott, and so things you could just kind of just the price of attendance, to show up and celebrate a little bit with the community and.
Well, I know when, downtown, in Old Town Cottonwood, the place, I was down here the other night, it was all lit up. It looked beautiful. It gave me a warm feeling of what's important about Christmas. It was just nice walking down the street, looking at the decorations. It didn't cost me a dime. So if there's people out there that you know, maybe a little bit lonely this time of year, get out and look, go down to Old Town or go down to the square in Prescott. And it kind of revitalizes your feeling about Christmas. It made me feel good to be down there, and it didn't cost me a dime. Do you have any words of wisdom in the next 30 seconds, Carl?
Words of wisdom. Well, in 30 seconds. Well, there's 20, a lot of 20. Good people in every community. I know there is in Prescott and Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, Cardale, Camp Verde. There's a lot of good people out there that are well worth knowing. And it's well worth the effort to get out and to just strike up a conversation and get to know people in your community. It's so rewarding, especially this time of year.
That does mean a lot to a lot of people, doesn't it? That's a good message to our listeners. I want to send my best wishes for Christmas to everybody at KQNA that's listening to us today. I want to thank Pastor Carl Schloman at Faith Lutheran Church. Great guy. If you feel like you want to get out on Christmas or on Christmas, I would recommend that you go to Faith Lutheran and meet Pastor Carl. He's a great guy. And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. And Carl, thank you for joining me today. And I'll let you say the last word to our listeners.
All right. Well, thank you for welcoming me on, Casey, and Sanford. It's been good to be here again. And listeners, I encourage you to celebrate Christmas and just take a quick read of the story of Jesus and what it's all about and how it started. May God's blessings and peace be with you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Carl. I'll pass it back to Sanford Cohen. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas to everybody there in Cottonwood. And we will take a quick break for news and then be back to see if there was a Christmas present for the American people under the tree at Congress today. That will be coming up in our second half here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Prescott Valley Police looking into a couple of vehicle break-ins that occurred in the Castle Canyon area of Prescott Valley December 17th and 18th have discovered the suspect was caught on video. Here's Dwight DeEvelin from the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office.
In one of the incidents, the resident's security camera captured activity of an apparent lone suspect, which showed a male coming into the driveway and rummaging through his vehicle. The suspect could be seen wearing a light-colored hoodie jacket with the hood placed over his head. He may be wearing glasses and was carrying a backpack.
DeEvelin says there may be other victims. The town of Prescott Valley could be adding more sculptures to its collection.
The artist Gene Galzan is offering several of his sculptures to the Art at the Center program as a donation to the permanent collection. Town officials say Galzan is an experienced sculptor who lives in Prescott. He's best known for his welded scrap steel life-size sculptures of horses made from found materials. During its meeting at 5:30 tonight, the Prescott Valley Town Council may vote to approve the donation of either three or five horse sculptures or not to approve the donations at all. The meeting will be held in the library auditorium. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny and pleasantly cool into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Chilling late tonight to near 36 with partly cloudy skies in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then warming to the sunny upper 50s tomorrow through Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley down to 37 late tonight. Mostly sunny and dry highs in the mid to upper 60s tomorrow and all weekend. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, my name is Jane Robertson. I have taught second grade at Abiah Judd Elementary School for almost 30 years and had the honor of serving as your Arizona Teacher of the Year. I love being part of the Prescott Schools and am grateful to live in a community that values education. With your donations, you help our schools fund important programs. Please donate your tax dollars. Then come and watch a game or a concert. Volunteer. See for yourself how your commitment to our schools is beneficial. Go to PrescottSchools.com and choose exactly where your tax donations go.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, you know, they say that fences make good neighbors. And so why all the hubbub about a wall on the southern border of the United States? Well, if we had the same kind of, inactivity, if we had the same kind of inactivity on the Mexican border like we have on the Canadian border, then we probably wouldn't be talking about a wall or a fence or a moat or whatever it is that, you know, people will not find immoral to help protect us from people coming in from illegally from other countries. So the question for those of you that have never visited the border, or if you've only visited the southern border at a point of entry, like Douglas or Nogales or San Luis or someplace like that. The people that live on the border on the Arizona side, they are absolutely beset by some really awful things that go on their property. So when you're driving along, let's say, Highway 69, let's say somewhere in Dewey or Dewey-Humboldt area, something like that, and you see the barbed wire fences that ADOT puts up to indicate where their right-of-way is. It parallels the highway. You see them all over the place. You know, out Williamson Valley Road, you'll see the same thing. On the way to Chino Valley, out Highway 89, you see the same, you know, 3-4-strand barbed wire that is, you know, very common here in Arizona. Well, that is the border fence over much of southern Arizona. Now think about that for a second. That's what the border fence looks like right now in a lot of places, which means that if you dare to cross illegally into the United States, all you really need is a bolt cutter. And cutting fence is something that is done routinely down at the southern border. Some friends of ours, Jim and Sue Chilton, have a ranch down in Aravaca. And part of their ranch, it encompasses a couple of miles of the USA-Mexican border. And they are constantly under attack from vandalism, illegal crossings, people shooting at their improvements, you know, like their water towers and their troughs and things like that. And so when you put it in that kind of context, when the border between your country and another country is 3 strands of wire, and you've got thousands and thousands of illegal border crossings going on during the course of a year, it just makes sense that that border needs to be something more substantial. And the people that argue that all we need to do is put more people on the border and have more drones and electronic monitoring don't know what the hell they're talking about. They really don't. Now, Nancy Pelosi, who's going to be the new Speaker of the House when the new session convenes in January, says that walls are immoral. Well, walls are not immoral. People are immoral. And if what you're saying is that the people that are in favor of putting up a wall or some kind of barrier or some kind of fortification to keep people from illegally crossing into this country, that those people are immoral, you just lost the argument right then and there. Because you can't say, because you'd have to argue the opposite, you can't say that it's moral to throw your borders open and just let anybody, any schmo just walk in the door. And then you give them free health care and welfare and education and everything else. We got people in this country, folks, that need help badly. We don't need to be importing more people that need help badly. We could use some people that know something about, you know, what's going on in the world and their then bring skills and all kinds of knowledge and aptitude to the country, that kind of stuff, sure. But we've got plenty of people in the United States right now that are barely making it. And so to throw the doors open and welcome in thousands of more people that are barely making it or ain't making it, makes no sense. It's one thing when your country had 50 million people in the country or even 100 million people in the country and your government budget was break even or at a surplus. Then it's like, okay, we can afford to be maybe a little more charitable. We've got room to spare. We've got, we're paying our bills. All those things point in the direction of being more charitable. Well, today, we don't have 50 million or 100 million. We got 330 million people. And we don't have a government that's paying for itself or running a little surplus. We have a government that is horribly in debt. They are running at a deficit of close to $1 trillion a year. We owe 21 plus trillion dollars before we ever see nickel number one of surplus in this economy. So the last thing we need to do is to flood the country with people who are totally dependent on government and taxpayers. And that's just the reality. It's not a matter of morality. It's a matter of reality. And the reality is we can't afford more people that can't help themselves. We've got plenty now that we're not taking care of, and we need to take care of those people. And that really, to me, is what the spirit is behind the saying America first. Now, I know that, you can take any words that are uttered by the president or people who you disagree with politically and turn them upside down and inside out. But what America first really means is no different than putting your family first, putting your community first, putting your neighborhood first. You're not going to go clean up somebody else's trashy neighborhood if you've got trash all over your neighborhood. You got to take care of yourself. And then if you got time and if you have the ability and the resources, then you can start talking about helping other people. And why don't these people help themselves? Why, I ask you. So the border wall is up for consideration today, and I think the word just came down that President Trump announced that he is not going to sign the continuing resolution because they refused to put funding in for the border fortification. I'm not even going to call it a wall. They take the word wall and turn it into something immoral. Fine. Strengthen the border. Fortify the border. Enhance the border. Use a word. Whatever word keeps you from swallowing a dictionary to try to combat it. This is something that needs to be done. And we're fumfing around here like a bunch of school kids in a sandbox arguing about stuff while, the border is on fire and we need to put it out. We need to cool it down. Well, this one veteran came up with an idea. His name is Brian Kolfage. He's a retired Air Force airman. And he started a GoFundMe page to help fund construction of the border wall. And the GoFundMe page has already raised millions of dollars. Millions. And so far, it started out with about $6 million, but I think it's a lot more than that right now. It says, in the statement posted on the page, Kolfage says the wall could be built if everyone who voted for President Trump pledged $80 a piece. They could build the wall or the fence or the border entry protector or whatever you want to call it. They could do it. And this guy's amazing, this veteran. He lost three of his limbs in service to our country. He has his left arm. That's all he's got as far as his appendages go. But he says he feels so deeply invested in the nation, and he wants to ensure future generations have everything that we have today. Well, we don't have a fortified border protection situation on the southern border. And we want to do that for our kids. And it should be done. And, of course, you got to expect that there'd be at least one opposing fundraising page. There's a GoFundMe page created to raise money for, quote, ladders to get over Trump's wall, unquote. The site posted a goal of $100 million, and so far, as of this afternoon, they have generated almost $20,000. $20,000 for ladders to get over the wall. Well, you're probably wondering what is going on with the stock market and the economy and everything else. Well, I've got a little, a few words of wisdom. I don't know whether you don't have to follow them, but it's just really what I believe, and whether or not it turns out to be true or not, we'll find out. But I think it's something that people need to keep in mind. Panic is not something that you do with your money. You don't panic with your money. We're going to explain to you what we think is the strategy going on at the moment and what might end up being a pretty decent time to make a few investments. We're going to take a quick break. We got more Talk of the Town right here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. You're back just in time to make another couple of pet food deliveries from Olson's in Prescott. What's that? Pet food deliveries? This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. And yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and wild bird food deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. Under $25, we charge a nominal $5 fee. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664. Give our elves your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning. It's not that we don't want to see you in our store, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, and this delivery service will take care of that. After all, at Olson's, good enough just isn't, and we're here all year, not just the night before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss wheel spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Events Center and the Mike Reeves Band and the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back to the wall. No, we're not. Our backs are not against the wall. It is apparent that the Federal Reserve has not only raised interest rates, but intends to raise them another couple of times. And, you know, when the interest rate was down to near zero, you really didn't have much of a choice. I mean, you can't reduce it below zero. You really had no place to go but up. And so as the business-friendly policies of Donald Trump became law and the economy started to heat up in response, our GDP was going from, you know, the 1.8, you know, 2.0 range to, you know, 3.3 to 4.0. And those numbers don't necessarily mean anything except for the fact that when you go from 2 to 4, that's a 100% increase, which is huge when you're talking about the gross domestic product of the country. And you can look around you, not only here in the Quad City area in Yavapai County, down in Phoenix, over in Havasu, and there's construction going on everywhere. And all these, you know, all these ideas that were sitting on the table waiting for an economic rebound are now coming to fruition, and those construction jobs will cause people to buy furniture and to buy paint and lumber and everything else. And so it kind of feeds on itself, and that's, you know, that was what the Federal Reserve is claiming anyway as the reason for wanting to nudge those interest rates up a little bit. And I think the market basically is overreacting. I think the market has gotten just so much bad news of a political nature that just throwing the interest rate increase on top of that literally just pulled the rug out from under the stock market. And what you need to understand is that when stock markets correct, those are buying opportunities. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, picking stocks is a great way to make a living. It's actually a great way to lose friends. But, you know, it's right now there are real estate investment trusts out there that you can invest in whose prices have been knocked down because basically everybody just bailed out of the stock market, including real estate investment trusts, because real estate investment trusts are sensitive to interest rate hikes. The cost of doing real estate increases when the interest rate increases. That tends to be negative for real estate investment trust prices. And there are quite a few REITs whose numbers have been beat down a little bit. But we're talking about an investment that yields just an interest alone, regardless of whether the price goes back up or not, just an interest alone. You know, you can get a pretty safe real estate investment trust for and that pays 6%, 7%, you know, compared to what you can get, you know, by putting your money in a CD. I mean, that's still pretty healthy. And yeah, you just have to not panic when you have situations like this where big institutions all decide to dump their stocks all at once, sending all the prices reeling, and then guess what they do? They jump back in, buy all the stuff when it's cheap, and then watch it go back up again. And now there's a bunch of computer-driven traders that basically can make these prices almost go up and down at will. And so you really are kind of taking chances because you're on for the ride. And these guys are trading millions of shares instantaneously, you know, via the computer. Well, I got one more thing to mention before we go, and that is Rush Limbaugh said that Donald Trump gave him his word that he would veto any bill without any border wall money. And so Joe Concha from The Hill wrote this just a couple hours ago. And so evidently the president has kept his word. And a shutdown of the government at Christmas time. The shutdowns in the past have cost us money in a big way because they shut down the national parks like Grand Canyon, which makes money. Why would you shut down one of the few things that makes money in the government? So now it's all about the heartless and cruel shutting down of government during the Christmas time. And, you know, it is one of those things that, you know, you just try to point a finger at and, you know, do the shame thing. And that's kind of where it's at. But before we go, Chuck Roberts is here, and I wanted to wish you, Chuck, a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, and to all our listeners.
Absolutely. It is the holiday season, and a good time to think of people that are less fortunate than you. And so any opportunity you have to help them by donating to your local food banks. We had a nice turnout at the food drive here a couple of weeks ago. But keep them in mind as we rejoice in the holiday spirit this time of year. And Mark Levin is coming your way. I don't think he's going to be rejoicing. I think he's going to be screaming at the top of his lungs. So you might want to turn the radio down just a little bit when Mark Levin comes on to the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. I'll be back tomorrow at 4 with Let's Talk Sports. For Chuck Roberts and for Casey Rooney and everybody in Cottonwood, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.